sorry to call you at this hour, this afternoon. I'm speaking for the first time up in the state to the legislature tomorrow. And I've been working on a speech for the legislature, and I haven't been completely satisfied with the way that this has sort of developed. And one of the things that, of course, that I've been thinking about some time and spoken to you about was our regional development program up here. And I was wondering whether it would be appropriate at all to mention anything about that tomorrow to the legislature. Now, I realize that some of the problems that you have with this, and but if I could give some kind of indication of the sort of the kind of a commission that might be forthcoming, I think it'd be a great deal of interest in it. And,
well, I think I'd say that President Kennedy went in for a unique experiment in area and regional rehabilitation development, and that one of the most difficult sections of the country was the Appalachian area, because coal had been king, and other fuels had replaced it and come in, and that he tried to bring some 20th century insight into that area, and that President Johnson, along with the Congress, picked up the torch, and that we are signing the bill tomorrow that will launch that experiment. So we have every reason to believe that it is a good approach and a proper approach and a successful approach. That there are other regional areas in America that want to follow and improve their lot. And one of them is New England. And as a son of New England, and that you have tried to watch this yardstick as it's developed, and hope that you can apply whatever learning and whatever we gain from it to your own region, and that you've talked to the president about it, talked to him last night about it, and that he realizes that in this modern day there are shifts that have taken places and there are dislocations. The moves here and there brought about by foreign trade and by imports and by a lot of other problems, but that our people come first, and that you hope when he gets through signing this bill tomorrow that you can sit down and try to evolve some kind of a practical, reasonable, far-sighted, modern approach to the problems of your area, and that you're not just concerned with Massachusetts, although it's an important thing, but you're concerned with all of New England, and you know that he is, that it's a matter of fact, he cared more of New England than he did of his South, his native South, and he feels very close to him, and he's told you that he'd just sit with you any time and try to evolve a program. We got the first one out of the way as soon as we signed it. We got to set it up, start administering it, and if any success flows from it that we can learn from, we will learn and adapt it to our own area.
Now, would it be appropriate to suggest that a commission might be forthcoming in which would at least consider the problems of New England, similar to the commission that was...
Yeah, sure. Right. I'd just say I'm introducing one, or have, or would, or propose it, or anything. Yes, I think so. I think it... we'll probably be run over with Midwestern and New England and Southern and all of them. in the area redevelopment, we're going to try to include a lot of aid along that line.
Right.
But if you want to, and if you think we can justify it in the hearings, well, I'm prepared to take a good long look and try to find justification for it in New England, just like we did in Appalachia. I inherited Appalachia. I've taken it just as it was. All I've tried to do is carry it along. Now, far as New England's concerned, they are my babies. You have no idea. You just don't understand it. You don't know how much I love them, because when the chips were down, when I came to Boston, and when I went to New Hampshire, and I went into Maine, and I went into Vermont, they were not found wanting. And I'm a sentimental fellow that believes in doctrine of reciprocity.
Well, now, would it be, I realize that you have all these other parts of the country that are going to be interested. They see you. I mean, I realize the feeling that you have for New England, and the feeling that New England has for you. But, and I know that it's awfully difficult to just say, well, for this part, do something special. What I'd hope, and if we can't measure up, I fully realize that we can't justify it. It doesn't make a great deal of sense. But what I would like to see, if it would be possible to mention tomorrow, is the possibility of the president has told me that legislation would be forthcoming, under which regional development regional development approach could be, and programs would be considered?
No, I wouldn't want to say that I am inaugurating them, although I wouldn't hesitate to say that I have talked to the president, and I am going to introduce legislation which will upon which he and the administration will look with favor, that would follow this approach. In other words, I don't want the responsibility for initiating it and inaugurating it placed on me for New England. Otherwise, they'll have me in the Iron Range, and they'll have me in the South, and they'll have me out there, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
But I wouldn't hesitate a bit to say President Kennedy started for Appalachia, and Ted Kennedy says New England is equal in his need, and he can establish it. And if he can and does, then I'll support it, period. And I think it'd be better for you
I understand, Mr. President, you can't possibly say at this time, until we get the facts out, you know, that there is a need up here. And this I respect completely, and I can understand it.
I rather think there is.
And,
I think the textiles and the problems that they've had, the watches and the textiles and the shoes and everything else, I think there is, and I want to be helpful. I just don't want to promise more than I can deliver. And then, besides, I just assume you inaugurate it. I think that you could say that I have talked to the president and the leaders of this administration. And I'm going to ask that we make a thorough modern-day study that will, I believe, result in the same action that's taking place on Appalachia.
Well, as far as obtaining those facts, now, they're already in existence of funds that are in ARA, for example, for technical kinds of studies, that type of thing. Would the sequence to that be proposing that maybe the state could put up some funds that...
I really don't know the technicalities, but I know this, that is not a member of the Senate that I'll go as far to meet as I will you, because I just think that you've been fair and decent and fine as anybody, and I think your area has, and you can just count me in, and if you quote me a little bit too far, I'll stand up and say yes, sir.
Well, I won't do that.
No? Well, I just want to make clear my position.
I understand. Well, that's awfully kind, and I... Listen, I'm sorry to bother you.
This business about my being at crossways with the Kennedys is just a pure lot of crap. I started out here to keep faith, and I'm going to do it, and I think that New England's next in line, and I want to do anything that I can for it, and I think you know something about how I feel about you. And I have no antagonisms or no antipathy or no wars to settle with anybody else. And I just don't want you to let the damn press do that. And there's not anything else I want. I've got more than I can take care of right now. All I want to do is do what's right. And I think that that we can do it here, and I think we can do it through you, and you just go on and make your speech and write your ticket, and I'll do my damnedest to make good on it.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. President. I want to thank you. Sorry to bother you.
No, you don't bother. Don't you ever. I've told you, call me anytime you want to, because I want to be true to the trust that's placed in me.
We've had some good hearings on the immigration.
Yes, you have, and I heard Bobby made a hell of a good statement the other day, and it looks like it might be a possibility of getting out of both houses. Do you think so?
I think in the Senate we're in better shape over in that house that Thien is.
We've got to work on him a little bit.
Yeah, he's a tough cookie, but
we've got trouble.
I think it's coming along. So we've had some good hearings.
How's my girlfriend, my blonde? Is she still living with you?
Yeah, she sure is.
Give her my love.
Keeping her out of trouble. We brought her on up here.
Give her my love.
I certainly shall.
Tell her that I'm sorry I wasn't looking at you in the picture when I went to visit you in the hospital as I had my eyes.
Well, she's forgiven. I shall do. Well, you're awfully kind, Mr. President, and I won't, I really appreciate that.
Don't you ever feel the slightest reluctance, my friend, to call me, and I'll try to do whatever I can that'll be helpful.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Give your mom and daddy my love.
I certainly shall.
Please do, because I don't see them. I'll call them more, but I don't.
Well, you've been very kind.
Good night.
I certainly shall.
Thank you.
Thank you.